Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Karen Noe, who happens to be in Maui, Hawaii right now, resident of East Lansing part of the time. Good evening, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. We're fine.
And I know you were kept up quite a bit of the night by family calling you out of great concern, but I hope you've gotten a nap in today for a little bit, maybe.
Maybe in about a half hour.
There you go.
I'm putting my head down.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes now. Again, all out of care and concern. After the horrendous earthquake in Japan, tsunami warnings went off for the islands, and Kauai was one of the first to have the wave go by. Why don't you tell me how your evening was with warnings and things going off, or what kind of warnings were you hearing about?
Well, we arrived back at the condo about 8 o'clock from having dinner, and one of the security men told us that they were, you know, it's going to be the tsunami, and that people that are on a floor that's below the third floor had to be moved and up to the upper floors, and we're being on the 10th floor. It was we're, you know, safe, so we just stayed in the condominium.
Were there, other than hearing, as you said, from security at your condos, were there sirens going, or were you just being alerted through radio and television?
There's radio, television, there were sirens, but not until about 1 o'clock.
And those had to be scary, waking you up in the middle of the night.
I was awake. But it was. It's very weird out right now.
Describe what you are seeing and kind of feeling. And I've been fortunate to have spent some time on Maui and Kauai and the Hawaiian Islands, and a couple of visits with you folks as well. So describe what it is feeling like and looking like there now.
Well, the water, we're right on the ocean, so the water is receding about 100 yards out further than normal, and then the waves are coming in. It's just strange, and the lifeguards are keeping everyone out of the water.
Well, and sometimes when you hear about tsunamis and big waves, you see surfers run for it. You're not seeing that, and they're telling people. They're telling people to stay out.
Right.
And I had an opportunity a little bit earlier today to talk to your husband, David, and he was saying the same thing. He said it was very strange that the water was so far out, had receded so far, and that he said the same thing you did, that it was kind of eerie.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a minor earthquake during the night.
Oh, my.
So it's been quite a day and evening.
I didn't hear that part about it. And for folks who aren't aware, you're 5 hours behind Michigan time. So just so that they know it, you know, it's afternoon for you folks where it's evening here for us. Now, you were just out in the bout in the car a little bit ago. Am I correct? What were you seeing at all in terms of any damage or high water? Because I understand it did come over the breakwater a bit.
Well, we were on the side of the island. We didn't really get the full brunt of the whole, you know, the situation. But many people had driven up into the hills, and so there were lines and lines of cars waiting to get back to their condominiums or their homes, and the traffic was horrendous. So, that's all I can say about here. But the harbors have had extensive damage, and some boats, and from what I hear, you know, I haven't seen it myself.
Well, and for folks who don't know, I mean, the infrastructure in Hawaii and all of the islands, there aren't that many roads to get places. So if roads are jammed up, you have a problem.
You do. And some of the roads are just not open yet. So these people who went up into the hills are just kind of stuck.
Has there been anything with power outages? I haven't heard of it. I guess I'm just asking. Have you heard about any power outages at all from damage and parts of the island?
There was in Kahului, okay, on the other side. And that's where they had it turned out to be a 9-foot wave come
wow.
in. But that's all been restored now. Okay. Electricity. So okay. Some of the streets or highways are open. The highway is open.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. So, and is the tsunami warning passed for you now, or you are at the, you know, there? It's not over till it's over, or how?
It's not over. Yeah, it's not over till it's over. They said just keep. You know, it's going to be weird for another day or two.
Wow.
Well, just watch it.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know it's been a long and probably it's attention-filled several hours for you. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us so we can keep you can be our eyes and ears over there in Maui. What's it like weather-wise, though, right now?
Oh, I hate to tell you. It's about 80 degrees, sunny, light breeze blowing.
Okay.
And you want some more?
No. Well, actually, I want a whole lot more, actually. But we're glad you're safe, and we're glad it sounded like the Hawaiian Islands are doing okay in all of this. Karen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
I just have to tell you, David's on the golf course.
Yeah. When I called him earlier and talked to him, he says, my tea time got delayed. I'm thinking, really, yeah. David? Really?
Well, that's where he is.
We're glad you're safe. And I thank you to your daughter, Pam, who got us all connected. So I thank you to Pam Harden here in Okemos who got us all connected. Thank you so much. Now switching to San Diego, going out to Candy Neal. Good evening, Candy. How are you?
Great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing all right. Once again, I'm sitting here trying to vicariously live through this. You're in San Diego. We just heard a little bit about Hawaii. What's going on in the San Diego area in terms of waves and tsunami warnings?
You know, actually, San Diego area is a little bit south of where most of the action, I think, was predicted. And so we are having gorgeous weather, as always, about 67% humidity and about in the mid-60s sunshine. Visibility is about 10 miles, according to the weather report. So we're having another gorgeous San Diego day.
You know, you guys are rubbing it in out there. No, but there is, have you heard of any damage like along the coastline at all?
Not much. There, I think that there was a little bit around the harbor, but again, we're according to the maps that I saw where the tsunami was predicted in terms of some results, it was about 200 miles north of us in the Santa Barbara area. So, you know, I think that sometimes when we are predicted to have these minimal tsunamis, it's just a teaser for the surfers.
Are they out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The surfers are out. It's a gorgeous day, and they look that as just an invitation to come out and have some bigger waves.
Well, and you know, sometimes we hear that the first waves that come in may not be the worst ones, but you're really not hearing that locally in the San Diego area then.
No, and honestly, life goes on as normal here. We look at the news reports and the huge tragedy that has happened in Japan and the effects in the Hawaiian Islands, but we're not really seeing a whole lot of results here, and I haven't heard a whole lot from north either.
Well, I am glad to know that you are safe, and in full disclosure, Candy and I went to high school together at Hillsdale High School, so I have to fess up, and I'm fortunate to have friends all over the world, so I was able to call a friend in Hawaii and a friend in San Diego. I'm glad you're safe. I can't believe you're not on your surfboard.
No, but I think that what you need to do is then come out and see for yourself that I am actually safe.
You know, I think that's a plan. I might be able to get my producer to come, too. We're shaking our heads. Candy, I'm glad you're safe and all as well. Stay that way.
Oh, thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Very good. Thanks so much for checking in with us. Candy Neal in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to go out on the phone to Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Dan Kopenke. An interesting report. He's inside his home because he's got some protesters outside his home, so he's not going anywhere. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.